This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The Joint Legislative Budget Committee meets this morning to vote on the Jindal administration plan to solve the current budget shortfall. That's got David Vitters and John Bell Edwards' knickers in a knot. Vitter says it solves nothing.
More patching, more moving money around, more depending on very speculative money. And for us to be sweeping that to solve our problems now, I think is irresponsible.
And Edwards agrees.
What he's doing today is a disaster for our state.
The Jindal administration actually has until December 16th to fix the shortfall. And both Edwards and Vitter question the rush to take this action before Saturday's election results are in.
That is undisciplined, irresponsible governing.
I would urge the Joint Legislative Committee on the budget to reject this plan.
Edwards in particular points to Jindal's planned sweep of $49 million from DOTD's already underfunded budget for road work.
He's calling it an excess balance. There is no excess balance when you have a $12 billion backlog.
Vitter says he doesn't have an alternative solution in mind yet.
We don't have adequate information to present a detailed plan.
Instead, he's asking Governor Jindal to wait until after the election, then put Vitter's man in charge.
I would want that transitional commissioner of administration to take office immediately next week.
Vitter says, if elected, Bill Fenstermaker of Lafayette would take that job on. Vitter told the press he would not be attending today's Joint Budget Committee meeting, but John Bell Edwards has said he'll be there. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.